Paul, first thing I've got to ask you, what was it like being a goalkeeper in that weather? Because it was awful being a spectator.
It was hard. But like I said, before we start, Pav, I'd really like to take my hat off to all the directors and all the supporters who came from 8:30 this morning. Listen, we're not a massive club, but I think we had 50 lads, 50 women as well down, between like that women down 8:30 this morning from the local area, and it was absolutely outstanding to get this game on and to show the spirit and show the desire from yesterday, the pitch being full of snow. I really got to take my hat off to them. I thought it was a credit to the area and the club.
And it wasn't a bad game considering the conditions. It looked extremely heavy out there, but there was some football played.
Yeah, I thought we played really well. I just said, listen, we said before the game, there's 15 games to go. We are up there. We want to win this league. And if we put in performances like today and show the will and desire to go forward and to defend as we did today, we will not be far short. We will not, just as long as we don't let ourselves down, we won't be far short.
Well, you've overtaken Curzon with that win today. You're very much in the mix. Is FC United perhaps the club you're keeping your eye on most?
Yeah, but listen, FC United, the support and the budget and the fan base and what they've got behind the scenes, for me, they should be ripping this league up. We get 200 people at the best, but I wouldn't swap any of them lads in there today for any of the lads at FC United or Ilkeston or any of the teams above us. I thought there was a credit to the club today from 1 to 11, and the kids that come on, thought it was outstanding.
I'm stating the obvious, but you weren't happy when you went a goal down, were you?
We weren't happy. I thought it was a sloppy goal to give away. But like last week, I thought it took us probably a goal to wake us up into action. And after that, I think there was only one team that ever looked like was going to win the game.
How's Lee Rick? Has he got a broken nose?
He's got a broken nose. I think he's a bit of a fairy, honest. I've just told him that. Hey, broken nose
I know
and goes
his mother.
Off. Hey, no. Monica, listen, he got a knock, but he'd done his job, put Leddy on then, and Leddy come on and obviously filled his boots. And that's what we're building this team on at the end of the day. If someone comes off, we've got 16, 17 players, a tight-knit squad that are all together. If we take someone off or pick a team, we'll end looking for the people that come off the bench to take it to another level when they come on and run at people, score goals and change games. And over the last few weeks, I think we brought that into club. You brought Kevin Ledbetter today. I thought he was outstanding. Martin Hill come on, Stevie Harwood, and we can do that now, which we probably didn't have 4 or 5 weeks ago.
So we're coming into what, about the last third of the season? You're feeling relatively confident?
No, listen, it's the business end. We know, listen, as a club, our expectations have gone from finishing mid-table to trying to win this league or getting the playoffs. Until we achieve that, me and Stephen will be working 24/7. And I think if you look today, I think there's not many teams that will fancy coming here, rolling the sleeves up and having a go against us. And I think it's credit to the lads in there. We said that before the game. We think we've got a cracking bunch of lads that can really have a go at this league and hopefully push on and get into the next level.
And have you thawed out yet?
No, my feet are like ice.
Cheers.
No problem.